This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg addressed a joint session of the U.S. Congress today, invited by the leaders of both houses. He talked about the vital role the United States has played in the alliance.
America has been the backbone of our alliance. It has been fundamental to European security and for our freedom. We would not have the peaceful and prosperous Europe we see today without the sacrifice and the commitment of the United States.
Stoltenberg also described NATO's success.
We have experienced an unprecedented period of peace. So the NATO alliance is not only the longest lasting alliance in history, it is the most successful alliance in history.
The House Judiciary Committee has approved subpoenas aimed at getting the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of the 2016 U.S. presidential election. All Congress has been promised to this point is a redacted copy. The committee and its Democratic majority want all the underlying evidence and exhibits Mueller used to put his final report together. Today's committee vote came after U.S. Attorney General William Barr failed to meet a Tuesday committee deadline to turn over the full report. More than a week after declaring victory over the Islamic State self-declared caliphate, U.S.-backed forces are still trying to rid the group's last stronghold of its fighters. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces says clearing operations in the northeastern Syrian town of Baghouz includes an ongoing hunt for ISIS members who have yet to give up the fight. Separately, the London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights estimates there may be as many as 4,000 to 5,000 insurgent fighters and operatives in areas controlled by the SDF. For more news, you can always go online to voanews.com. You can also use the convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she wants another delay in London's departure from the European Union. The current date is April 12th. May is saying she will work with the opposition Labour Party to reach an agreement that will pass in Parliament, where her EU separation deal has failed three times. Here's Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy.
Prime Minister Theresa May is now trying to form an unlikely partnership with her parliamentary rivals, the opposition Labour Party. It's a significant step for how exactly Brexit could shape up. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says he'd be happy to meet with May, but his party wants to keep a customs union with the EU.
That was Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy. Prime Minister May and Jeremy Corbyn were to meet today. There is a major campaign in Mozambique to prevent a cholera outbreak from becoming an epidemic. The priority is to protect people in the city of Beira, hardest hit by last month's cyclone Idai. The campaign is headed by the World Health Organization and the UN Children's Fund. The Trump administration today is resuming negotiations with China, aimed at ending the trade war between the two countries. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Today's meeting in Washington is the ninth session between U.S. and Chinese trade representatives. Analysts are hopeful they're close to an agreement that could ease global economic jitters. President Trump, at a GOP fundraiser, says the U.S. will stand firm against Beijing.
Trading abuses and theft of intellectual properties and so many other things that they've done to us, I don't know how you people allowed this to happen for so many years. You've been here longer than me. But they really have. They've taken advantage of our country. And you know what? I respect them for it.
The U.S. and China have imposed tens of billions of dollars in new tariffs on each other's imports. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. State Department says the United States is pre-positioning humanitarian aid on the island of Curaçao for the people of Venezuela. This is in addition to more than 500 metric tons of supplies being stored in Colombia and Brazil. The Red Cross says it's gotten approval from the government of Nicolas Maduro to begin distributing aid in Venezuela beginning later this month. Included in the Curaçao shipment, four 1,200-pound medical kits, which the State Department says can fill the health needs of 40,000 people for 4 months. In Venezuela, lawmakers loyal to President Maduro have stripped opposition leader Juan Guaido of the immunity from prosecution he enjoyed as a member of parliament, paving the way for his possible arrest. Earlier, Venezuela's chief justice said Guaido should be jailed for violating a Supreme Court ban on leaving the country. Self-styled interim President Guaido told supporters he is undeterred. Gene Randall, VOA News.